I'm all of those things.
Hi, Daniel. Hey.
Yeah, hi. Hi, thank you for holding. How are you doing today?
Fine.
Good to hear.
Right in the middle of work, and, you know how it goes. Never quit.
Another day in paradise, brother. Above dirt and vertical, you know? Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today? What's your name?
I'm Brad Hill.
Brad Hill. Nice to meet you, Fred Hill. My name's Dan Nelson.
And that would be Brad, not Fred.
Oh, Brad. God. Sorry about that, man. My coffee just ran out on me, you know?
a lot of people do that, but that's okay. I don't get mad about it. Don't mean anything but a cuss word. I'll be all right.
There you go, brother. I get David a lot, you know? Like, I'll say my name's Daniel, and they'll say David, and I just roll with it sometimes.
Yeah.
All right, so I know you're working. I'm going to keep this brief, get straight to the point for you. I wanted to verify, first off, the company is GutterTech, right?
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. And let me just run... GutterTech, right. Let me run a quick scan online. You're based out of Austin, Texas, right?
Yes, sir.
Good area. Perfect. Okay, so I see you have a Google page now, which is good. You have a website, Yelp, you're on the BBB, Facebook, Instagram. There's a lot of different directories for you. Did you set these all up yourself?
I hate Yelp.
Right. Okay. Well, Yelp, I mean, people use them for restaurants typically, right? So usually service work, you don't get a whole lot.
They commit a crime every time. If you don't buy from them, they put somebody on your webpage that they made for you. You understand?
Really? Okay.
They advertise over you. Somebody looks up Google through Yelp, and you don't pay.
I've heard that before.
You know, somebody looks you up, and then they'll have two or three other gutter companies on top of me on the same page as GutterTech. So it's putting me in a category of some low breeders that don't know what they're doing, and I'm a professional.
Right.
I got all the correct insurances and everything, and I've been doing it for 38 years. You know, I worked for the company before I bought it from them. I didn't buy a franchise and just start working.
Right. You know what you're doing.
I worked as an employee for 8-10 years before I bought the business. So
is that kind of why you advertise through them? Is just so they don't put the ads ahead of, like, your business?
That's exactly why I do it, so I don't have to compete against low breeds.
Man,
and I don't mean that racially. I'm just saying they don't know what they're doing. They're paying for ads to get onto my ad, you see?
Right.
And that's a very shifty practice that it's extortion, basically.
It is.
I hate them for it. You know, I used to be the top notch guy on Google before y'all started charging. And when y'all started charging, I just see what happens, you know? I probably would have been a multimillionaire by now and franchised out if I'd have stayed with y'all, but I just didn't go there, you know?
Right. And you're talking about like Google Ads, Google Guaranteed, right?
Well, my biggest problem is that Google only has one category for gutter, and it's clean outs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They don't have a category for new installs or the gutter company that does new installs or whatever. I almost want to change my name to that, the gutter company that does the installs and clean out and this and that. You know, I'm a company that's a full service company. Mm-hmm. I do everything to do with gutter. I do it very professionally. I can solder copper where nobody else solders copper. I'm the only one in town that will do that, you know, and this is a high end town that wants the high end craftsmanship. And my company is the last company that does craftsmanship work. And I'm not expensive. I'm not the most expensive here. I'm probably middle of the road, which I'd like to be expensive, you know, and have exclusive clientele. But I think that's how you get exclusive clientele is charge the shit out of them. Excuse my language, but, you know.
Right. Well, I see why you have 289 reviews, all five stars, too, you know, like that's – That's amazing for sure. I see your list, the category, they have gutter service though. And we're able to like customize your keywords, like to target you for like, you know, gutter installation near me, new gutter installs.
Yeah, but why can't I do that? Why can't I do that and continue to work on my own? Because I built my own website. My wife did.
No way. It looks amazing too. Yeah, she did a good job.
She built
sure.
that on her own.
Okay.
She was
okay.
a dentalist, okay? So, you know, I just want to be treated as fair as I was in the beginning of Google, because I did nothing but promote Google to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And then Google became my worst enemy because they fired me from the front page, man. You know what that did to me, don't you?
It put me
back to square one after being number one, back to square one and starting over, basically. And then I made it without y'all or with them, and mm-hmm. and they're untouchable. You can't call the bastards, okay? And that's the way I feel about it. You can't call them.
Yeah.
I called you
yeah.
to talk to them.
Yeah, correct. We would be like your liaison right. between you and Google, essentially. Like
they just farm out yeah. their employment to everybody else is what they do. You know, they don't
right.
have big employment.
Right.
And I understand. I mean, that saves money.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I mean, whoever owns Google, I don't even know who owns it. This Indian fella or something that came up. I don't even know who owns it, but I know he's a liberal.
Yeah, it says there's a bunch of owners, essentially. Because I was wondering that, too. I've never been asked that, who owns Google. It's like Larry Page.
Well,
John
CEO
Go-
is the one.
Oh, got it. CEO of Google. Let me see.
Yeah.
But
anyway. Oh,
I see what you're talking about. Sundar Pichai. I don't know how to say his name. Yeah, but.
He's Indian.
Yeah. Yeah,
I
no.
He may be American, born here, you know, but his family's probably from India.
Right.
Which I could care less. I'm not afraid of this person. I just don't like the way I was treated. And pretty much I've been boycotting them ever since, which cost me a lot of money. But, you know, if you don't need it, you don't need it, you know?
Right. Right. It looks like you guys are rolling either way, you know, but I mean, our company, so and you already said it, we're kind of like a liaison between you and Google. So you don't have to deal with, talking to Google and trying to get things straightened out. And like, we do all that here.
See, that's kind of what sells me on this, because I don't mind dealing with them. But they won't let me.
Mm-hmm.
I got on there one day and stayed on there for 14 hours, nobody ever answered.
No, 14 hours?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Well, you know, I don't know if it was that long, but probably 3 or 4 hours anyway.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like
yeah. It feels like 14, for sure, for sure. Sometimes 30 minutes will feel like 14. Yeah, you know.
Well, it would, and it does, but, you know, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah,
and they won't
especially time
the
money.
They won't do any troubleshooting with you. They won't do anything with you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what trips me up is, I'll be honest with you, I don't know how many of people like you have called me, but none of them have ever moved me to do anything but be angry.
Really?
So,
okay.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, it's just been horrible. You know, all y'all want money to do what you're doing,
mm-hmm.
and they want money to be on their site. And so it's like double dipping, you know. I can't go to the middle. I got to work the middleman versus the direct access.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and anybody that's in business is a tightwad anyway. We got to be, otherwise we'd go out of business.
Yep, right. So, for sure. Usually the richest person in the room is like super tight, right? Like, I've noticed that, you know?
Yeah, they squint when they walk.
Yeah, you're right. Well, for sure.
Elon Musk, man. I mean, he doesn't need anybody. He's got more money than anybody does by 2 times, probably. Big
right.
house is behind him, $180 billion, you know, and I don't know about Sundar or whatever his name is.
Yeah, Jeff Bezos and all those, yeah, they got buku bucks, man, you know.
Rich too, man.
Yeah, it's crazy.
He's stupid
crazy.
Rich. All of them are stupid rich, man. I would have never made any money like that. I missed my chance to be a multimillionaire through Dell, being a billionaire.
Well, I'll tell you, man, like, you're, like, 289 reviews and every single one of them is a 5-star rating. Like, that says a lot about, like, who you are in the business. You know, like, that's amazing.
None of those come back to my IP like Austin Gutter King did, you know? Austin Gutter King has 500 or 600 or 800 good reviews and was getting a lot of business until Google and Yelp came at him and said, hey, your reviews come from your office.
Wow.
And how are you doing that? And, yeah, fake reviews. Okay.
Wow, that's
so
crazy.
So I don't do that. Mine come in there through a third party. Okay? I don't do it. I let somebody else do it. That's specifically why I do it that way.
Smart. Smart, so, for sure.
Well,
yep.
I try, man, you know, but I'm not a businessman like Musk or Bezos or anything like that. I mean, I see the possibilities, but I don't see outside the box as far as they do, man. Wow. I'd love to have a learning session with those guys one day.
Just be a fly on the wall in a business meeting with them, right?
Well,
like,
I'd like to sit with Donald Trump one day and ask him
likewise.
About sales, you
know? Yeah, for sure.
I mean,
for
come
sure.
On. Well, I'd like to sit with anybody that's made billions of dollars, been bankrupt, and come back and made billions again.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I mean, once you know how,
it's all about learning.
It's like lifting weights.
Right.
Once you
muscle
hit
memory.
500 pounds.
Yep.
Your body can do it forever, you know.
Yeah, 100%, man.
Yeah.
Yep. You gotta keep lifting, going to the gym, you know.
Yeah.
So what would you want to see for your Google listing? Like, just so we're like on the same page. Like, are you just trying to rank like locally? Do you like want to come up for like a large radius?
I don't want to be limited to this area now.
Okay.
If I did miss with y'all, and y'all got me on the front page, and I was going to be to this area, then I want to be the whole city of Austin, minus a few areas, you know, because those areas aren't very profitable. But now that people are gentrifying and moving the old poor people out, everything's becoming profitable. So I would want the whole city of Austin, San Marcos, near to Kyle in San Antonio, the northern edges of San Antonio, all the tent of one of Kerrville and one of these other places. I'm not greedy, but I've gotten used to working all these places and don't want to be out of them, you know?
Okay.
So
you're flexible.
I have to travel that much to make a good living.
Okay? Yeah, right.
If you can help me make a great living in my neighborhood, then that's all I need. You know, I don't need to travel that much. I'm getting old, man. I'm 64 and a half. You know?
Wow, I wouldn't guess that.
I'm 75, though.
Okay. So you got another 11 years. All right. So it sounds like you're flexible. If you want to target Austin, okay, we have something here called the Pro Package. What that's going to entail is your Google Map listing, right? We get in there, we optimize it for 20 different keywords, which, you know, I know I'm like speaking Chinese right now, but it's your services basically. So,
not
you
really.
Know,
I mean, we optimize already with over a mighty big group of words, but we optimize through about 80 different places that are like Bing and Google and all those.
You're talking like directories, indexing. Yeah.
We're in all of them, you know, because my wife did it, you know, so I'm just like, what else do I got to do, you know? And if you're not paying, somebody's not giving you leads, you know?
Right. Yeah. Well, so what I was going to tell you though is if you want to do the Austin area, that's our pro package, right? That would be more localized. That's going to be a set flat rate, month to month, no contracts at $199 per month. Okay.
Does that keep me from getting to optimize Cedar Park, Leander, and all the Metroplex of Austin, or is it just city of Austin?
So it's going to be the city of Austin. So the way the map listing works is kind of like when you search for a gas station, right? Like the nearest gas station to you will show up. It's not going to be a gas station in San Antonio. You know what I'm saying? So it's based off of where you're located. Now, when you're in like the boonies, right? It'll target a further area, but Austin's obviously a heavily populated area. So it really would be, Austin with the pro package. If you want to get outside of that area, we have to do that through, Google Ads or Google Guaranteed. I'd recommend starting with Google Ads to see what we do there. But we recommend a minimum budget allocation of $300 towards your Google Ads. So if you want to do the pro package, that's $199 a month. If you want to do it's called our premier package, which would be able to target San Antonio and all the cities you were mentioning to me, right? That would be at $499 monthly for our premier package.
Is that Google Ads too or no?
That includes Google Ads, yeah. So for the $499, the way it breaks down is you have the $199 pro package embedded in it, right? So you're getting Austin, right? We're targeting you for 20 keywords, which you don't want to target over that. Yeah. And then Google Ads will be included. Yeah.
And then Google Ads will spread out and pick up the other people.
The other cities, really, yes.
Yeah.
Google Ads, we could do up to 99 keywords, right? But obviously you don't have to do all 99. Oh, with Google Ads, you could do up to 99 keywords, but you obviously don't have to do like all 99. But for local search engine optimization, like in that map section, when you go over 20, it's too much content, ends up kind of hurting your rankings. So 20 is really like the max for the map section that you want to do. And Google Ads, you have more flexibility. Like you have up to 99.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you pick the best words like everybody else has.
Correct.
You know, yeah. So that's $499?
$499 because $300 is allocated straight towards Google Ads. So that goes towards that campaign. And then you have the $199. No, that's not LSA. That's Google Guaranteed. I'm actually the main person that sets those accounts up. That's a different program. So Google Ads is pay per click. Google Guaranteed is pay per lead.
Yeah, see, what's the pay per click? You mean if I go over $499, it could cost me more?
No. No, no, no. You'll be capped off on your budget. $499 is a set flat rate.
And it doesn't matter how many people call me.
Well, for the Google Ads, it does. So you have $300 allocated towards your ad spend, right? The cost per click will range between $5 to $10 per click. Let's say it's at $10 per click. Like I always like to lowball it, right? Like, worst case scenario,
that
right?
30
clicks.
Gone.
Correct. Yes, sir.
Wow. That's not many.
Yeah. If it's at $5, then it goes to 60, right? I mean, our job is to, we're going to bid on your keywords. We're going to run the analytics to, search for the highest trending keywords for those areas. And sometimes too, it's not really the one that's being searched the most always, right? Like sometimes there's like golden keywords that like that's what you want to come up for. Like that's where we're seeing like the buying ratio or the where it's actually turning into jobs, right? So it's our job to do all that research and set that all up properly to get you results. And the whole reason we make everything month to month, no contract here, is to like prove that to you month in and month out, you know?
Yeah. Or I could increase the money and get more leads.
Exactly. So, yes, you know how it works. So what would happen, right?
So if I build up with more salespeople and want to have like 20 leads a month per person, then I need to pay $400, right?
Correct. So what would happen is we have our first touch, right, is what we call it. It's in the first month. What will happen is they call you, and when I say they, it's our tech team. It's the actual, like, team running the ads, right? They'll call, and they'll go, hey, Brad, you had X amount of clicks this month, right? you know, X amount converted, because we have you track all that too, right? Through our tracking system.
So you have them calling a new number for me that ends up coming to me. But,
no, that's not necessary. It's optional for a call tracking number, but we could track it even if you don't have a call tracking number assigned to it, because we see them clicking on your actual ad and it turning into a phone call. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah, so we don't want a call number.
Yeah, we don't have to use one. We could use your phone number. Yeah, 100%.
I've been down that road, and people don't even know how to get a hold of me later, you know?
Oh, so. For our clients that have those, right? And again, it's optional. You don't have to use it, but we give you an app where you could text or call from your call tracking number too when needed, right? So we have, like, we make it, like, super user-friendly. But you don't have to use it. It's optional, 100%. Okay, but what I was saying is that first month they call you and they'll go over, hey, Brad, you know, you got X amount of clicks this month, X amount converted, do you want to increase your ad spend? Or obviously you could keep it at the same too. That first month is kind of to see how
they stay with me. Y'all will stay up with me and call me and see if I want to get more and all of that. That's what you're
100%.
Saying. 100%.
We do. 100%. Okay. Yes, sir. Yes,
that
sir.
That sounds like a good deal there, you know, because that leaves me to do more other things than do that. I can, you know, honestly, I mean, in the last 10 years, I averaged like 30, 40 leads a week myself.
Oh, wow. Okay.
If I had somebody else working with me, they always wanted all my leads. And I'm like, no, I get some of them too because I earn my own money.
Right.
You know? Always makes them mad. There's not enough here for both of them, you know?
Right.
Technically, if you got a good salesman, they need 50 to 100 leads a month, you know?
Right.
And hopefully they'll do 100, you know? But I want it to be quality given, you know, and value given, not just, you know, hey, I measured up your house, you know?
Right.
And then
that's why you got all five stars.
You know?
Yeah, 100%, man. You know, I really love the way, like, your outlook on it all. You know what I'm saying? Like, I see why you're so highly rated and stuff online. You know, and with the amount of reviews you already have, like, you should really kill it, you know, 100%.
Well, my integrity level is probably about 9 times higher than everybody else in this city right now.
Wow.
And,
is that a good thing or a bad thing, right? Like, you know,
so if you have a high level of integrity, you're going to follow through with things. It's like right now, I had this lady, and she wants to know if I'm going to fix this piece of siding because I was the one there working. She thinks I broke it. It was already broken.
Right.
But you know what I'm going to have to do? I'm going to have to go fix it so she don't give me a bad review. And she knows that. She knows with my high level of reviews that she can bail me into fixing it. You know, it's a piece of hardy board. Yeah, I mean, it's
like a double-edged sword right there, you know?
It really is, and if you tell her, if you put a bad review on me, I will sue her, you know, because that isn't something I did. I got pictures, you know, it was already there.
Right.
I don't have to show her my pictures, but there was an inspector there, and he took pictures, too, of everything, I'm sure. And so I encouraged her to get those pictures from him, and look. If they're in there, she should send it to me and say, I'm sorry, these were in here already and before you came, and I want to apologize. You know, I should have an apology.
100%.
But if I don't fix it, she's going to say some bad shit about me. You know, excuse my French, but it makes me mad, you know.
That's frustrating.
That's where I get my integrity from. Okay?
That's right. Thank you for your service.
That's where I get my honesty from, too. Thank you. I gave it freely and willingly, and you know, I got 6 commendations for bravery and saving people's lives. I got tons of people I saved, you know. But you know, it's not all about that. That's not why I did it. I did it because I loved it. I loved doing what I was doing. I loved to help people.
Right.
And
right.
When I'm out working and selling, that's what my main thing to do is to help a person get the best they can get out of the technology that is offered today,
right?
You know, in this business. and I do offer the best.
How'd you get into gutters? Just curious.
Well, I died on duty at the fire department. Had a minute and 47 seconds on the other side. Went to heaven, came back because God himself was holding me. And I got to see Jesus, and it was him holding me.
Wow.
And, you know, I was there early. I was 28 years old. And so I went back after he told me I could go back. He put me back in my body, my spirit, and my soul, everything back in the body. And then came back up, you know, into my body and woke up and sat up and tried to get the inundation tube out. And everybody's saying, we got him back. We got him back. I said, no, you didn't get me back. Jesus sent me back.
That's right.
You know, and it was a little arrogant on me to say that they had nothing to do with
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, they were vessels, right, to God. Like, man.
Oh, they hated me after that.
Really?
Give them credit for it.
Oh,
yeah, man. So, 4 years of hell working afterwards. But those guys, and I just had enough, man. It was enough. They didn't like me after I came back, you know, because I had a different outlook on life. I wasn't hell-bent down. You know, going after ladies everywhere, going at the bars and all that stuff like all of them were. You know, I didn't do that. I started going to church and I started doing the right things.
That's amazing.
You know, but I just don't have a very low level of morality or integrity. I'm what you call, I'm what I want to be called, is that man has a high level of integrity. I even had a brain surgeon tell me that I had that, you know, neurologist.
Wow. And that's from, like, what he could see through, like, imaging or just from talking to you and stuff?
Oh, just from talking to me. And
yeah, right. That's
I
what I thought.
I followed through. And I had the engineering dean of engineering over here at UT ask me to come to work for him, and I never had any college education except for about 6 to 8 months in a junior college, you know.
Wow.
He wanted me to come to work for him in nano engineering because his people don't even have an original idea, and he was freaking out because I did. You know,
right.
I said, well, that's what y'all missed. Y'all could have had me at UT, but you didn't want me to play football there, and you didn't accept me because my grades were, they wanted me to play football, but
what position?
I busted up in my seat. Linebacker.
Wow. Okay. I'm out here in I coach the offensive line for Los Amigos High School out here. My cousin was he was the head coach at Modern Day though. You know, yeah, we're big football family. Man, I would love to work with you on this. You know, I know I hear 100% what you were saying about like Google, like it being like pulling teeth to speak to them. But we'll be your liaison with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, we do a really good job with our clients, and we're really big on hitting our timelines and making this a long-term marketing solution, you know? Do you want to give it a shot with us?
I would like to. I've still got to talk to my partner, my wife. She's 60% owner.
Okay.
I made her 60% owner because I've had cancer in the last 4 years.
No
and,
way.
She
did or you?
I did.
You
and
did,
so
man.
100%.
Okay.
And I lived through it, and I continued to work the whole time through it. And, you know, so I've had a couple of times brushes with death, you know. And
Right. Just, twice already that I've heard of, you know.
Ugly.
Yeah. My mom got breast cancer twice.
That's awful.
Yeah. You had to go through chemo and everything, or?
No, I was very fortunate not to have to do that, but I had to do radiation.
Got it.
The next step is my PSA's rising again, and the next step would be chemo castration for testosterone.
Right.
I'm already 50 pounds heavier than I was, and I can't get rid of it, so just the only way I'm going to lose it is to stop eating, period. It don't work out as long as I can. And working out is not fun because you don't have any testosterone anymore. I had prostate cancer.
Oh,
so.
Got you. Okay. Man, that's the most common one, right, for men, you know?
So, that and colon cancer, you know?
Right, maybe colon was the one I was thinking of. Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't want any of it anymore.
That's right.
I went through it with God. I didn't even leave him out of none of it.
Good.
And my wife, of course, stood beside me the whole way and whole time, and still is. So
amazing.
I've been very blessed with that, you know. So I also prayed for all the other people that were in there going through chemo. I prayed for them while I was in there.
Good.
And God blessed me so much during those times.
It's amazing, bro. I'm a believer too, 100%, man. So I know everything you're saying, man. That's amazing, you know. God is good all the time, you know.
A lot of people never have an experience with God, you know, but that's where I live, and that's part of my sales tactic is to give my testimony.
Definitely.
And I've turned a few people off, but 99% of people listen.
Right.
So,
hey, and maybe those people you turned off to, maybe it helped them later on, you know. Sometimes it's just a seed planted, but, you know, like,
that's
amazing, you know.
That's
so
right. Well, you know, what I need you to do is send my wife an email.
Okay.
Send us an email with the program on it, what you're talking about doing.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, I would like to do it. I'm tired of waiting for something to do. I need more leads. I need quality leads. And I don't want to share them with 50 other people like what you get with Service Magic or Angie's List and those kind of things. They'll sell one lead 50 times
right,
for $100
right.
a lead. You know,
right.
I want to know.
Magic, the Home
lead,
Advisor,
you know?
The Angie leads. Yeah. It's,
exactly. I mean, they're all the same people. They
it is.
Ripped me
it's
off
same owners.
Service Magic. You know, I told them all I wanted was copper jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would tell the people, just ask for a copper job and then they'll give you a bid. Well, they ripped me off so much. You know, $17 a lead. Copper leads were $60. So just selling copper lead, you know, and this, and all I wanted was copper leads. That's all I wanted, you know, because
mm-hmm.
a lot of people here in Austin do copper a lot. I mean, enough to keep one crew busy.
Right.
You know, so
have you, because you mentioned it earlier, local service ad, have you looked into that before? Do you know how that one works?
I've looked into it for roofing. And, I was hoping I would get gutter leads during hailstorm, which we just had a hailstorm.
Mm-hmm.
But I was also considering starting a roofing business too, because it goes directly with gutter. And
it does.
You have a lot of people in this town that are roofers that have gutter machines, and they're hogging the market now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And a good guy like me that knows how to deal with roofing companies, it's getting harder and harder to get a roofing company to let go of work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're greedy. They're really greedy.
Are they really? Wow. Wow.
Oh
yeah,
God,
it's people guaranteed. It's kind of like newer, so they haven't opened up like a gutter install category on its own, right? Like they have the roofing category, which has gutter installs, gutter repairs, like as subcategories in that particular vertical or category. You know what I'm saying? So I know exactly what you're talking about. I'm the main person that sets those accounts up here. You know,
if I'm a roofer and doing it too, I'm still not getting exclusive ads or exclusive leads. I don't mind that so much because if I sell the roof, then I got the gutter. It's not a problem. But, you know, I need ads. I need to be able to hire somebody. If you don't have the ads to feed them, then you don't keep that good salesman. So
that's
what I want to do is to develop more leads through something like y'all. But
yeah,
I don't
think
wanna,
the Google Ads would be the
speak,
ticket, yeah.
so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's one of my main things is not to feed Satan. And, you know, BlackRock is Satan, okay? I've had employees that work for them say that they work for Satan, okay?
Wow.
You know who BlackRock is, right?
No,
I could probably, they're a big... they're a big company to invest in. They bought billions and billions of dollars of XRP coin.
Mm.
And they also are where the teachers unions put their money, all of that crap. And then they do nothing but promote communism and other things, you know. So communism is Satanism.
Right.
So
right,
you know
right.
that. But, so all I'm saying is that their own employees, they're scared to say anything to them about anything because they don't want to lose their pension.
Right.
So, I think a guy's worked for them for 30 years, and I said, well, who do you work for? He goes, Satan.
Wow.
And I'm like, seriously? And he says, no, I'm a Christian. I can't stand working there. But it's where I've worked for this long, and I didn't know it was that way when I started. And it was too late to quit because of the – I said, it's never too late to quit, dude.
Right.
What's too late is when you go to hell, that's when it's too late.
Right. For sure.
But yeah. Anyway, I just live it, you know. I'm trying to live it. We've helped people live it and all that, you know. So, yeah, I'd like to see what you have to offer on a screen because I'll understand it when I see it, you know, better than listening. Even though I'm a good salesman, you're not too bad. You know, you're pretty good, but your guy's pretty good, too. And the guy that was talking to me earlier. But I don't mind spending time on the phone with people. It's just, you know, if I'm not trying to sell, I'm not making money.
Right. Time's money for sure.
Send me an ad, and you got my cell phone number, right, or no?
Yeah. It should be this one, right? The 512-947-7167? Is that your cell?
That's correct. Perfect.
Awesome.
I called y'all back. Okay?
Yeah.
I thought y'all were elite.
My
stuff. So keep it and at least get back in touch with me by, what is today, Tuesday? Yeah.
Today's Tuesday. Yes, sir.
Call me on Thursday or Friday. It's supposed to be raining here. It would be nice to have a bunch of leads to go into on Monday. But, you know, I don't know if I could get that quick. But
It wouldn't activate that fast.
I'm not willing to sit down and sit still, and my crew's going to leave me if I don't start getting more work.
This will help big time, and we launch those ads within 7 to 14 days is what we send in writing. Usually we launch them right at the 7-day mark, though, you know, especially with you, like, you already have your Google page live, all the reviews on it. Like, it should be a faster process to start, like, getting those coming to you, right? But let me look up, do you know what day it's going to rain on, Thursday or Friday?
Yeah, Thursday and Friday.
Thursday and Friday. Okay, so Thursday.
70%.
Okay, got it. So what time would work best for you?
Where are y'all located at?
We're in California.
I'm sorry you live there.
Right.
I hope you get rid of that damn fool.
Newsom? Yeah. What's crazy, they got rid of him. We got rid of him, and then he got reelected. It was crazy, you know, but...
that's why I don't understand how he did that, you know?
Yeah, it's pretty...
Even understand how Joe Biden cheated as much as he did to get in office.
Right.
I don't understand how he got away with it. I really don't. He was gone mentally already. His wife ran the presidency.
Which was
illegal.
Right. No, I agree. 100%.
Eleanor Roosevelt did it, too, you know? Which was illegal. But at least she was a good person.
Right.
The other one, I'm not sure Jill's a good person, but I don't care. I mean, I can't place judgment on them. It's not my place.
Right. God. Yep.
You know, I'm just so sick and tired of being ripped off. Okay. I don't want to be a sucker. I'm going to see what you're about. I need your name of your company and all that stuff. Okay?
It's all in the email. We're Local Splash, Google Premier Partner. You know, been in business 20 years. We got our Google reviews in there. I sent it to the guttertech@sbcglobal.net. Is that the right one?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. And what time on Thursday works best for you, Brad?
You know, if it's raining any time during the day, because I'm not going to get out in the rain and do drawing estimates.
Okay.
Stuff like
okay.
that. But we did have a hailstorm in Kerrville, really good one. And I'd really love
some gutter glass. Yeah.
Oh,
smart.
Yeah. I need to pick up roofers is what I need, but.
Yeah.
I'm blanket calling roofers right now, you know, on the internet and emailing roofing companies right and left. And all of them just want your prices and they want you to be cheap as possible. See, that's one reason I pulled out of San Antonio. Mm-hmm. My business was franchised in both cities. Mm-hmm. And I pulled out of San Antonio because they're cheap down there. They're cheap, you know. You got to probably got a town in California up in the high desert that's cheese bright.
Oh, yeah, yeah. People Apple want. Valley. Yep.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. They don't want to spend any money.
Yeah, or
they got money, but they don't want to spend it, you know. Yep.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
That's the way San Antonio is. Now that we got a bunch of Californians moving in, they're spending money.
Yeah, some spenders. Yep, yep.
But you guys got the price of your houses are about the same size as some of these houses down here, and you're getting $1 million out there for a 1,200 square foot house, and here they're getting $200,000 for it.
Oh, so man, it's like, $500,000 for like a shack down here, you know, like, it's like,
So,
yeah.
I had one lady that moved in here and bought three brand new houses from a builder. They weren't even built yet, but I got the jobs on them because I gave her a good price on the house she was living in. And she bought all four houses with what she sold her one house for, which is totally awesome for her.
Yeah.
Because now she has a lot of real estate here that just went up in value over the last 6 years, you know, like tripled its price what it was worth when she bought it already.
Right.
Yeah. So, for her. I mean, she was smart business, you know, what she did. But, you know, when you're living here and the cost of living so damn high because of what's happening because people moving in here.
Yeah.
Well, it's hard to make a living.
Yeah, it's been crazy.
Well, it's just hard because people that got money are buying up everything that's available. I've lost so many houses to people on bidding wars that, you know, ones I've wanted, I'm just going to have to buy one directly from a builder, you know, and be done with it, you know. And that's the way she did it. That's the way, safest way, fastest way to get a house, you know. But
it's my cousin's
point
in
I'm
Tucson.
Trying to make is that money is not happening. Liquid right now.
Mm-hmm.
Tucson's the same thing.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
Live in 114 degrees.
Right. That, he told me because he's been trying to get me to move out there, you know. And he told me if you could get past the summers, you're good. You know what I'm saying? The rest of the time, it's good. But he said though, like
8-9 months a year down there.
Yeah. Well, no, like summer like 3 months, right? I mean, spring's pretty hot too.
No,
but,
not in Texas.
Right.
We had 92 degrees today, and it's like the second day of spring.
Oh,
it's 95.
Wow.
Here in
64
Texas,
here.
Second day of spring.
Yeah, 64 out here, you know.
Yeah. Where are you living in on San Francisco
area? Huntington Beach. We're in Southern California. The company's based out of Fountain Valley, but I'm from Huntington Beach. It's like the next city over.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, I know about San Francisco having really good weather, you know, even in the wintertime in 60 something, you know.
Yeah, we have great weather.
Winter's
too.
A little different.
Yeah, they're way north of us. They're like San Francisco is probably like, I would say,
3 hours.
Oh, no. Like, probably like a 8 hour drive, 10 hour drive from here, something like that.
Right.
Yeah, really south.
You're down there by the border then, huh?
Yeah. We're in between San Diego, which is the last city, right, before Mexico. So in between San Diego and in Los Angeles. So we're in Orange County. Yeah, so we're way down there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Orange County got burned up, man. What happened? You didn't get burned up?
No, that was L.A. That was L.A. that got burned up. Orange County is crazy because it was happening like only a couple hours from me. And you couldn't even tell, like you couldn't even see the smoke in the air or anything, you know, like it really didn't affect where we were, but LA, it hit them big, man, for sure. And now they're talking about doing like, like smart city over there or something. Like, I don't know what they're talking about, but it's crazy.
Oh, yeah, they want to do their green, stupid shit. But,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's what,
yeah. No,
that's
thank
what
you.
Kamala was trying to do to everybody. What a,
oh,
she's
man.
A flint.
Yeah. Yeah.
I couldn't believe that, though.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know how anybody listens to her talk. The word salads are crazy.
Yeah.
You know, I never could understand her. I just sit there and look at my wife, and I'm like, what the heck is she talking about? You know? I mean, what is she saying? I can't even understand her.
Nah.
You know?
No, I agree 100%. Most of California is, like, a Democrat, you know. I'm actually – the city I'm from is mainly, like, Republicans, you know. So I know exactly what you're talking about.
I'm praying for California to go red, man.
Right. I doubt it'll happen because, like, look how much, like, it's so blue, you know, like, just the percentage of it, you know what I'm saying? Like, but, you know, sometimes it's like, man, I feel like even, like, our vote doesn't matter, you know, like, you know, like, it's going.
Well, you know, you're disenfranchised when you live in a place that won't let you vote. Pretty much that's what that is.
It's definitely not a swing state, unfortunately, you know, but, yeah.
Oh, no, it's a one-way street is what it is.
Yeah, you know? But get better, man. God's got a plan. God's good all the time.
Yeah. There's no pendulum there going back and forth. But I definitely want an email.
Yeah, I already sent it.
Talking with you guys.
Likewise, and, man. I really want to work with you.
I'm going to do something.
It'd be great. Yeah.
And I'm going to talk to my wife today, but, you know, we're doing a couple of things with other people, too. Like, you ever hear of Signpost?
No, I haven't. Is that like email blast, though?
No, it's not.
Okay.
It is somewhat. Not really. They do email blasting to your customer.
Okay.
And get them to do they're the ones that are pulling my reviews for me.
Got it. So kind of like Bird's Eye. Like one of those, right? Like a review thing.
Yeah, one of those,
Okay.
But they're really good. They're charging less than $200 a month to do that for me.
Oh, wow, Okay.
And it puts me on, they put me on so many other things, you know, and other listing agents.
Yeah, you'll see that in the email about indexing, but you already have that kind of covered, you know? So the main thing for you is, like, we have to get into the map listing and run those Google ads, right?
We have another company that does the, I don't know what, but keeps track of everything we're doing everywhere we're doing it. And then it kind of, when it comes time for somebody, like, that looks up on Google for it, then they see how many I've done in that area and what my reviews are for that area. And they're more likely to call me instead of anybody else. And I've been seeing that happen lately. They're expensive. They're like,
what is that
they're like $500 to $600 a month. It gives you your impact map, you know, how many you're doing in certain areas thing, you know.
I don't know
the name of the company.
We include that. Yeah, you have a tracking system with what we do.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I can drop them if I want to, and they're competing against y'all, basically.
What's the name of the company? Do you know?
I don't have it, man.
Okay. I would check it, you know.
My wife, I don't know it.
I don't want to give you the wrong info, like that it's the same thing when I, you know what I'm saying? But if it's a tracking system, just like on analytics, right? On like where the searches are coming from, we include that with our program, you know? So you wouldn't need that.
So it might be more like, keeping track of my customers that I've done.
Oh, okay. Like a CRM. Okay, for a customer,
I don't know all these, you know, abbreviated words.
CRM is just like, keeps track of your clients, basically. Like, we have one.
I gotta
like,
be honest with you, dude, I'm the most ignorant person in the world on computer.
Got you. Okay.
And I was raised without them, so I have a great excuse, you know?
Right.
The only thing we had was a calculator and a typewriter. Okay.
Right.
That's as close as a computer ever came to us. And then Tandy computers came out. Did you ever heard of Tandy?
No. I'm 35. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I sold those computers. And
really?
They were nothing. They were not as even powerful as one of the good Texas Instrument calculators. Okay.
Wow. Okay.
And I would sell that whole system with a printer and a keypad and a brain for $4,000 back in 1976, 1977.
Really?
And, but they were DOS, oriented, you know, that's how they worked. They were DOS, you know, DOS.
Okay. Yeah, I know what DOS is. Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Oh, man, you're talking about, I mean to tell you, I'm not, it was just mind-boggling for me to look at // MB3 or whatever, you know, // whatever it was, And it was just so mind-boggling to me that I just threw a computer away out of my mind and never went back.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And it cost me a lot, but I couldn't see it until Apple came out. Apple made my life so much easier.
Yeah.
You know?
And I love Apple. Yeah, for sure. We market you on Apple, too, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't stand Windows either.
Right.
The Gates and Company, they can jump in a river. You know? But,
for sure. For sure.
But anyway, yeah, so email me, and we'll see what we can do, my wife and I, and I'll tell her, you need to text me through my number.
Yeah, I'll shoot you a text right now.
Game and everything. Good.
Yeah.
And that way I'll know who to tell her to look for, the email that you're sending it from,
mm-hmm.
so we can make darn sure we're doing the right thing, okay?
Yeah, yeah. So I sent you, it'll have my first name, last name, and then the company name, my number here, and my extension, too. Okay, I just sent that to you via text.
Okay, good.
Okay.
I'm not saying I'm going to buy it, I'd like to, but I'm just going to say, you've gotten a little further than anybody else has. I had all these Indian people calling me, man, and I just want to hang up the phone because I can't understand them.
I get the calls outside of work, too. I get it. You know, like, I understand, man. And I don't even have my own business, you know, like, so, I get it.
I mean, the one that kills me the most, what is it? It's the people trying to get money for the police department. When the state of Texas,
that's a scam,
for a fallen policeman,
yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
The state of Texas for a fallen policeman or fireman, they allocate $300,000 plus free education for the person's children.
Right, right, right.
On duty.
Right, which is shit.
That's pretty freaking awesome.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You should have already had insurance alone, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm so sick and tired of them calling me to help. I mean, my God, I got to make a living, too. There's so many people out here mining my pocketbook. I'm sick of it.
Yeah,
so,
no, it's crazy. If they would get, like, a real job, because some of them are super clever with what they're doing, like, with the scams and stuff, you know? Like, if they just got a real job, like, think about how much, like, good they could do, you know? But
if they put the effort into that for a real working job, and they would put the effort into doing that, and it would be amazing.
Right,
you know, what,
100%.
What the potential of those people is.
Change the
world,
man.
Anyway,
you know, 100%.
So, you know, I can sell, but see, I can sell drugs, I can sell anything, but I choose to be legal about it.
Right,
you know?
Right. And go the right way.
I just don't.
100%.
Yeah, I mean, the right way. It's the right thing to be into.
Right. You go the wrong way, like, that always ends up with you having nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's
well,
like, you know,
and
like,
you're
all
also,
lies.
You also lose Jesus Christ at that moment.
Exactly. That's the worst part. Yeah.
He won't stand.
Yeah.
Yeah, he won't stand with you.
Right.
So if you choose to live right, he'll be with you.
100%.
But don't ask him to live through sin that you're fixing to commit. He will leave your body right then.
Right.
I mean, I felt it when I made bad mistakes. So,
right.
Anyway, I'm going to be getting off the phone, dude. I'm going to pay
attention
to my drive now.
Yeah.
And please stay
really
in touch,
good talking
okay?
to you. Yeah, 100%.
You too,
I'll call you on Thursday. You have a good one, Brad.
All